Boys and girls, would you like to come down to the front, Timmy? Would you do that? That's great. I know some of you have a bit of a distance to come. Well, gee, you're young and fit, aren't you? You all get the seat, don't you? Oh, I'll take a seat too, will I? Rearrange the furniture a bit. Now, there's no prizes for guessing what this is, so there isn't. So you'll all know what it is. It's a bag, yeah. That's a very good guess, so it is. That's an even better guess. And this is not even a hard guess, sure, doesn't it? It's just the racing car, isn't it? Yeah. Formula One, that's right. I'm sure none of the girls have racing cars. No, it's a boys thing, isn't it? Although I don't know now, Beth. Who likes stories? Some of you are a bit old for bedtime stories, aren't you? I'm going to tell you about a fella who liked bedtime stories. And his dad would read the bedtime story to him every night. And this particular night he was reading him a story out of the Bible about a man, well, he was a boy at this time, called Joseph. You know about Joseph, don't you?
Yeah.
Of course you do. You've been to Sunday school. Well, Joseph, his dad was telling him, Joseph and his brothers had fallen out. Well, what really happened was, Joseph had told his brothers about this dream he had. And in the dream, his brothers, you know, their sheaves were bound down to his sheaf and all of this. And they knew that he was really saying, you know, one day you're going to bow down to me. And they got really cross with him, so they had. And it got to the point that they began to dislike him. His dad liked him, or seemed to like him, more than the rest of his brothers. And his dad did something really special for him, didn't he? He made him something. What did he make him?
Coat.
That's right, a coat, all different colours. And that made him stand out from all his other brothers. And they got even more jealous and even more cross with him. And this man was telling his son all about this. And while he was doing this, his son was in bed, you see. And he was supposed to be listening. But every now and then he had one of these and he would go meow all over the bedclothes. And his dad stopped and he said, "You're not listening to me." Oh, he says, "I'm daddy." He says, "No, you're not." He says, "I'm daddy." "Well, what have I told you?" He says, "You told me about Joseph and about his brothers not being very nice to him, that they didn't like him because his daddy had given him a very special coat." "Well, that's good, you're listening, son." So then he went on to tell him about Joseph being sent by his dad to go to visit his brothers who were away looking after the sheep. And while he was making the journey, his brother had seen him coming. And they'd plotted something bad to do to him. You know, "You're not listening." "So I am, Dad. I really am listening." Well, what's happened, son, if you're listening?" He said, "Well, Daddy," he says, "his brother's away looking after the sheep, and Joseph's dad has sent them to bring food to them and to see how they're getting on. And while he's going to meet them, they see him coming, and they're getting really cross and angry with him." "That's really good, son. You're listening well." Well, when Joseph got there, do you know what his brothers did? They took him, they beat him up, they took his nice coat, they covered it with the blood from an animal, they threw Joseph in a pit, and then they took him out again, and "You're not listening." "So I am, Dad. I'm really listening." "Okay, what's happened?" He says, "Dad," he says, "his brothers beat him up and they put him in a big hole in the ground." "That's right, son, you're listening well." And then his brothers came back and they took him and they sold him to people who took him to Egypt. And his dad was never going to see him again. They were going to tell his dad that he'd been killed by an animal. son, you're not listening. He said, I am Dad. You're not listening. I am Dad. Okay, if you're really listening, what happened to Joseph? He got knocked down by a camel, Dad. Did Joseph get knocked down by a camel?
No.
No, he didn't. Sure he didn't. Of course he didn't. It's just really important to listen. So it is. It's important to listen to our mums and our dads and those who look after us, because if they really do care for us, they'll want to tell us what's right, and they want to tell us what not to do because it could be harmful or dangerous to us. It's important to listen when you're in school, although sometimes you might think different, because the teacher wants to teach you and help you to learn so as you can know things and so that you can be really, really smart. But you know, there's one who's really important to listen to.
Jesus?
That's right. Jesus. I'm going to tell you why. Because there's a little verse in Psalm 145. And this is what it says about the Lord. It says, the Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. You know what that means? God doesn't do anything wrong. God never makes a mistake. God is always right. The Lord Jesus is always right. So that means that whatever the Lord Jesus tells you, it'll be right. Now, I'm a dad, and sometimes I think I'm smart, and sometimes I'm not so smart. But I've got people at home to remind me I'm not so smart, and they keep me what they call humble, so they do. Because sometimes I think I'm right, and I'm not. And I'm sure there are times you think you're right, and you're not. And I'm sure there's times when your mom and dad and the people who teach you think they're right, and they're not. Because they're not perfect. But God is always right. And that means when the Lord Jesus said to you and me, you know you've got things in your life that are wrong, and I call it sin. Do you know that if you don't get that sin dealt with, you'll be punished for it, and you'll not go to heaven. You'll go to hell. Lord Jesus, he isn't exaggerating. He's telling us the truth. When the Lord Jesus says, if you ask me to forgive you, and if you believe that I was punished for what you should be punished for, so that you don't have to go to hell, but you can go to heaven, and if you give your life to me, I will look after you. And that's a promise. And he always tells the truth. And that means that no matter where you are, Jesus is with you. No matter what's happening to you, Jesus is with you because you've given him your life. So that means when you're in school and somebody's giving you a hard time, saying nasty things or bullying you, Jesus is there. He knows all about it. That means when you've got something that's annoying, you're upsetting you, Jesus knows about it. And you can tell him. And he'll listen. And he'll take care of you. That's why it's important to go to Sunday school, because you learn about who? Jesus. That's why it's important to read your Bible, because you learn about
Jesus.
That's right. And Jesus is always
there?
Yes.
Right?
Right. Because God says the Lord is righteous in all his ways. Wouldn't it be great to have him looking after you? He'll never make a mistake. You've been really great this morning, so you have. Can we have a word of prayer? Would that be okay? We'll close our eyes. Let's speak to the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for what you tell us about you, that you always do what's right. And that means, Father, that when you tell us through your Son that we need to ask you to forgive us, that it's right that we do it, because if we don't, we'll be punished for that sin. And that awful place, hell, will be where we'll go. We thank you, Father, that you tell us through your Son, the Lord Jesus, that if we ask you to forgive us, you will forgive us. And if we give the Lord Jesus our lives, that he'll look after us and forgive us and take care of us, that he'll always be there. And we pray for some of the boys and girls this morning, maybe who haven't given their lives to you, that you'll help them today to do that, that they will ask you for forgiveness. Father, for those who maybe are worried, something in school's annoying them, or something at home, or maybe they're frightened, and they just want to know that you're there, that you just remind them again that you've promised to be with those who give their lives to you, to take care of them and keep them, and that you will do it, because you're always right. Lord, we ask it all in the Saviour's name. Amen.